FM 90.3 WJTL Cochrane Company running home. Good morning to you at 7:05.
Hey, make sure to join Christy Lee tomorrow. She counts down WJTL's top 25 from 9 to 11 and Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. WJTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Sib Napsiker-Charles, is with us. She is the Ministry Relations Manager with Johnny and Friends. Sib, welcome back.
It is so good to be back. It's been way too long.
Pre-COVID since I've seen you.
Pre-COVID, exactly.
We got to give a shout out to somebody, your son Nick, who was our intern here.
Intern Nick. He loved his experience here.
Please tell him we said hello.
I absolutely will.
We love him too. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Shout out to all my coworkers at Johnny and Friends, Pennsylvania.
Man.
Get up and get going to work.
Yeah. How long have you been with Johnny and Friends?
Oh, full-time 25 years.
Wow.
I've been involved with the ministry for over 30.
And how long has Johnny and Friends been around?
Believe it or not, they've over 40 years. Dear Johnny Erickson Tata, this year will be 58 years that she became a quadriplegic.
Wow.
So it's amazing. God has sustained her through some very difficult times.
And how is she doing?
You know, people ask that question a lot. She's doing okay,
yeah.
But she'll be 75 this fall. Has some breathing issues, as many quadriplegics do, but
she's been through several bouts of cancer as well.
Two bouts of cancer, yeah. But
she's doing
well, and she just keeps pushing through and doing what God has called her to do, which is
amazing.
Amazing story.
She's amazing. Tell us about the amazing things Johnny and Friends does.
You know, Johnny and Friends, what we do is we are involved in the lives of individuals and families affected by disability. As a family affected by disability, my husband was a quadriplegic. You want to say that more than survive, we want them to thrive.
Sure.
And that's what Johnny and Friends helps them do. We help them thrive. And one of the main things I do is help churches begin to engage in the lives of people affected by disability. I say families affected by disability, they want to be loved, they want to be honored, and they want to be celebrated. And I believe that comes through the church. And so I do a lot of traveling and speaking, helping churches. We also have our family retreats. We now do 4 family retreats in our office across the country. We have over 80. And it's a week where families can come, the whole family unit, and be loved on. And we have events for the parents. We have events for the kiddos. And we need a lot of volunteers for those events. So that's part of why I'm here this morning. We have a new retreat in the fall now for families with adults with disabilities, children that are now adults, and it's intentional to help them what's next for their for their children. So we need,
because a lot of times any services they've gotten or any help they've gotten just stops.
Yeah. At age 21 it stops. So
it's,
we
want to
help families think through and give a special place just for those families. We also have in September our Warrior Getaway, which is for warriors that come home from war with some of the hidden wounds of war, mainly PTS and closed brain injury. So we deal with a lot of trauma there and have therapists. So we need volunteers for there too. So we encompass all types of disabilities. Many people say, are you just for children? No, we are for individuals and families affected by disability to really help them begin to thrive.
And to help the church meet those needs.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah.
So are both those events you talked about at Sandy Cove?
No, one event is at Sandy Cove. Our Warrior Getaway is at Sandy Cove the first week in September.
Okay.
And then the adult. Our family retreats are at Spruce Lake in the Pocono Mountains.
I should have known that.
Yeah.
I should have remembered that.
And the Poconos and Canadensis. And if anybody's interested in serving at any of our events, they can reach us at our Johnny and Friends Pennsylvania office. You can go on the web or reach us at 717-522-1467.
Yeah, or go to johnnyandfriends.org.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
We're going to talk more with Sib coming up. We'll find out more about those events and how you can help. But if that is something you would like to do, if that's on your heart, we invite you now to go to johnnyandfriends.org. We've got music on the way. Terry and Landry Cantrell and more next.